This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've reached another Joy 94.9 podcast.
The hottest event on the LGBTIQ calendar is the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras.
And this week it is Joy.
Thanks to our Joy sponsors, Virgin Australia, who'll fly you there, Airbnb, who'll put you up for your stay, and GoGet, who'll drive you around in style.
Then have the time of your life celebrating the Mardi Gras parade with a view money can't buy at the Joy 94.9 VIP broadcast.
An unforgettable experience you don't want to miss.
For a chance to win, donate $5 to Joy via joy.org.au.
Enter as many times as you like. There's no limits.
The more times you donate $5, the more chances you have to win.
But do it before Feb 17.
T's and C's apply. See joy.org.au.
The joy of summer.
The joy of Mardi Gras.
Joy 94.9.
On today's podcast, Christina, how long is too long to give somebody a save the date?
I'm not going to answer because then this whole segment's a waste.
Oh, yeah. This is the intro, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is this the segment or is this the intro?
This is the intro.
The intro?
Yeah. Here's the segment right here.
This is Chris and Jess podcast. And Chris, I dropped it before we went to that song that... I got a notification the other day on Facebook, which, you know, I'm pretty popular, so it happens all the time. No, I'm very lonely. But there...
I'm not even going to comment.
That's all right. It's probably better you don't. I got a notification. It wasn't so much an invite, but a save the date.
Uh-huh.
So this... I got
it's very good for save the dates, Facey.
Save the dates. Yeah. So I got this last Thursday, which would have been Feb 2nd, and it's for my auntie's 50th. And I was like, okay, cool, you know, big event, invitation, I'll make sure I start to get ready. And then
I'll start ironing my shirts.
Yeah, I need to buy an iron first.
And a shirt.
yes, unfortunately true. But I was like, okay, I'll start to get sorted, I'll check my diary. I don't have one. I'll check my other events on Facebook. That's probably a better way of knowing what I'm doing. And I saw the date of when it is. So I got the notification on Feb 2nd.
Feb, okay.
Feb 2nd.
So is it...
How long do you think is too long? So what would you say would be an acceptable
date? I reckon
a
couple of months. So
couple
maybe
of months?
Like if they're 50th,
yeah.
It's February, March, April. Maybe something for April?
April? How does November 4 sound?
November!
November 4? I don't know what I'm doing in November!
That's a
serious... It's a bit far out.
February, March, April, May, June, July. Sorry, I'm counting.
Yeah.
Keep talking. March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. That's nine months.
9 months.
You could have a baby in that time.
I don't know what I'm doing in November 4th. I could have a baby, Joe.
You could have a baby.
I could be at
Who's
home.
Joe? Is that you?
That's my auntie.
Oh. It's like, that's not my name. 9 months. Okay. So what do you RSVP?
I haven't even RSVP yet.
It's very overwhelming.
I might wait until a couple of months out just so...
Just was there any comment on it like, hey guys, I know this is ages
I know it's
away.
Early, but I just want to get in. I think that was the comment. I just want to get in. But it's
too early.
It's too far out. I don't know my schedule. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't want to say yes and then book something or go away.
Actually, my boyfriend's birthday is in November and I feel like I just went through the motions of buying his present.
Yeah.
Producer Vicky's agreeing with me. Her birthday's in November. I don't want to think about next November. And then that means next Christmas, and we just had damn Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that's a month away from planning Christmas.
Joe.
Too soon.
Arnie Joe.
Too soon.
Number one, where was my invite? And number two, way too soon, Arnie Joe.
9 months. It's three trimesters. It's too soon.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy. A diverse sound for a diverse community.